Mishnah says on Kufi Dalad Amid Aleph, Hehu Lefano of Metalo Bechazera Sanch Magia LePaperes Sefas. This Mishnah, in the middle of the Perek, is talking about the middle of the Seder. We've discussed many parts of the Seder, Le'ezman. We even learned this Mishnah too. But we're going back to the Mishnah because the Gemara, the piece of Gemara that we're starting with, relates to this Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Hehu Lefano of Metalo Bechazeres. That's talking about the Tibul Rishon, what we call Karpas. There's a first Tibul of a Yerek. We say in the Manishtana, there are Shnei Tibulin. So the first Tibul is the Tibul of Karpas. So the Losh of the Mishnah is Hevi Lefana Metabel Bechazeres. Metabel Bechazeres before the Parperas HaPas. Parperas HaPas is the Mora. It's the Mora that comes after the Pas. But first, Hevi Lefana Metabel Bechazeres. You're going to be Metabel the Chazeres and Karpas. Then the Mishnah says, "Eviu lefon of matzah v'chazeres v'charoses u'shnei tavshilin." For the parperas hapas, they bring back the shulchan. We talked about it. We're oker the shulchan. There are many different shinuyim that we do on the seder as a heker latinokos to try to get the children to ask the question, so that we'll be able to tell them about Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we're oker the shulchan. As Tosfos explained, okay, the shulchan, take away the shulchan, they ask the manishtana, and then we bring back the shulchan later. We bring back the shulchan for the suda, for matzah and more. So this is the Mishnah. There are two tibulim. There's a tibul of karpas, and there's a tibul of more after the matzah. Says the Rashbam, Ad shemagia lepaper sapas, kodem shiagia loosa chazer shu ochel achar matzah. If you lefana metabel b'chazeres, you're being metabel b'chazeres the karpas before the tibul after the matzah. Kodem sheyagia lozach chazer shuochel acha matzah shemavarech halachil asmar. That's the tibul that you make the brach halachil asmar. Kedechsev al matzos umarorim betchila matzah v'aragach mara. The pasuk says matzah before mara. So because the pasuk mentions matzah before mara, so that's how we do it. We first make the bracha of matzah, achilas matzah, then we make al achilas mara, we have the mara. That's really the makom for the mitzvah of mara. We discussed this at great length last month. That from the lashon of the pasuk, it's matzah comes before mara. So the ikar makom for mara, the ikar zman for mara is after the matzah, not by the karpas. The karpas is something different. The karpas is a hekel tinokos to get the children to ask. But the ikar makom, the ikar zman for the mar is after the matzah, like the pasuk says. Continues the Rashbam, the tibul rishon zekadesh yarka tinok v'yishal v'vishayim b'nei adam regilin lechol yarek kolim suda. The ikar tibul rishon. What's the purpose of tibul rishon? Zok the Rashbam, not for mar. Mar is after the matzah. That's the zman for mar. So what are we doing the tibul rishon for? Heker the tinokos, so that the tinokos will see and they'll ask and will be able to have the mamishtah. This is the Mishnah. What's interesting about the Mishnah is that it mentions Chazeres for the Tibul Rishon. That's what's interesting about the Mishnah. Hevil lefana metabel b'chazeres. Well, what's Chazeres here? We don't do Tibul Rishon with Chazeres. Chazeres is the chasa, romaine lettuce. Romaine lettuce. We don't do Tibul Rishon with the romaine lettuce. We do Tibul Rishon with potatoes, something with celery, a different vegetable. A different vegetable. So what's the Mishnah mentioning Chazeres? What's the Mishnah mentioning Chazeres? Apparently the Mishnah is talking about a situation where you're going to do both Tibulim with Chazeres. Why would you do that? Why would you do both Tibulim with Chazeres? So that's what the Gemara picks up on. So really the Gemara that we're about to read is like a new Gemara. It's not, even though it's in the middle of the daf of Kuf Yud Aleph Beis, if you want I could draw a box for you, make a big box, or make believe it's the beginning of a parak. It's really the beginning of the Gemara. Because the question that emerges from the Mishnah is, why are you doing both Tibulim on Chazeres? And if you do both Tibulim on Chazeres, how do you do it? What brachas do you make? When do you make the brachas, etc.? That's really what the Gemara picks up on. So let's see the Gemara together. Kuf Yud Aleph Beis. So up the Gemara, Pshita, it's on the bottom of the Yomad, three lines in the bottom. Pshita, hecha de'iga shar yirokas, mevarecha shar yirokas, bar pi adama ve'ochil, v'hodim mevarech halachilas mara ve'ochil. Says the Gemara Pshita, it's a davar poshet. If you have shar yirokas, if you have other vegetables besides the chazeres, so make the bar pi adama on the shar yirokas. Make a bar pi adama for karpas on the shar yirokas. Eat them for tibul rishon. And then make alachilas morer b'tibul sheni. Right? In such a circumstance, you'll be able to the mitzvah of morer la'achar matzah. That's what it sounds like. Hechadaleka chosamai. Amar avuna mevarach meikara amara bar piadam ava ochil ulebesof mevarach alei alachilas morer v'ofer. Zokt Rav Huna, what do you do if you only have chosam, if you only have chazeres? Rav Huna says, so then, do the same thing. What's the difference? If you only have chosam, make a bar piadam for the karpas for the tibur rishon on the chosam, and then make a bracha lechilas mor on the chosam later. Maskev la, Rav Chista has the kasha, la'acha shemila kreiser emenu chosam b'varach aleva. Rav Chista says, what do you do? But after the Milei Kreis HaHemenu, it doesn't literally mean that you filled your belly. You're not eating so much. But after you had an Achila Rishona of Chosa, then you're going to make a Bracha L'Achila Smara. If you ate the Chosa for Tibul Rishon, what, you're not going to make an Achila Smara by Tibul Rishon? That's your Achila Rishona. Rav Chista's trouble with this idea that you're going to have an Achila of Chosa, then you're going to have an Achila of Chosa later, and you're going to make an Achila Smara in the second Achila, it's not appropriate. Rav Chista says, what do you do if you only have chasa? If you have shar yirakos, Rav Chista admits that you make the bar piyadama for tibul rishon and you make the bracha lachilas mar for tibul sheni. No problem. Right? You use the other vegetables for the tibul rishon, you use chasa for the tibul sheni. Zokt Rav Chista, but what happens if you only have chasa, you only have the chazer, so what do you do? So he says, in that case, make two brachas on the tibul rishon. Make a bracha bar piyadama and al achilas mar on the tibul rishon, and then you'll eat chazeres again for the tibul sheni. Okay, so that's the machlokas amaron. If you have shar yirakos, then everyone says, make a bar piyadama on the shar yirakos for tibul rishon, and a bracha al achilas mar on the chasa for tibul sheni. If you only have chasa, what do? Rav Huna says, same thing. Make a bar piyadama on one piece of chasa, that's your tibul rishon, and you metabol it. Make an alachilas mar, the tibul sheni, a different piece of chasa, and you yotz the bits of mar with that tibul sheni. So, Rav Chista, no, you can't do that. L'acha shemin l'kreisa imenu chosa mevarach alev. You can't do that, says Rav Chista. If you only have chasa, then you have to change everything around. Then you make a bar piyadama and a bracha l'chilas mar on the first tibul, and then you have a second tibul of chasa without any bracha at all. So the Gemara concludes, Besuria abdi k'Rav Huna, v'Rav Sheish is greater of Yeshua, abdi k'Rav Chista. It's machlokes, had a paskin like Rav Huna, paskin like Rav Chista. V'hilchazaka v'asei de Rav Chista. Gemara paskins, hilchazaka v'asei de Rav Chista. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well. It's in the Tofayin Hei. But if you only have chasa, make both brachas on the table rishon, and just eat chasa on the table sheni without a bracha. Rav Acha b'rei de Rava mahadar ashar yirakos lavukin afshin neplukta. Rav Acha b'rei de Rava would use shar yirakos, he'd use other vegetables for karpas, so that he wouldn't have this problem. And that's what we do. Why? We don't do karpas on the romaine lettuce. We leave romaine lettuce tomorrow. Why? What do you need so many different things? So you need potatoes, you need celery, and you need romaine lettuce. Just use the romaine lettuce. No, because there's a machloka samurai when to make the bracha l'achilas mara when you only have chasa. So we don't want to get into that machlokas. We have Baruch Hashem, we have the opportunity to make a bar piyadama for tibul rishon on a different yerek. So we do that. Lafuge nafshe mipluka. Okay, this is the Gemara. So let's take this Gemara slowly and carefully. Let's read it again. Let's see what difficulties there might be in the sugya, what we have to look at the Rishonim in order to elaborate and to clarify points in the sugya. How does the Gemara begin? Pshita, if you have shar yirokos, what do? You make a bar piyadama betibul rishon and a bracha l'achilas mar betibul shen. Right? Bracha on the shar yirokos betibul rishon and a bracha on the chasa betibul shen. What does that mean, pshita? But if you have the other vegetables, what's the pshita? What's the Gemara saying? What's the chiddush of the Gemara? So the Rashbam says like this. Let's see the Rashbam together. Pshita chedika shari yirokos mevarach meikar b'tibul rishon ashari yirokos bar pi adama da'asa lehonas min olam hazeh b'lo barocha. Okay, that everyone agrees with. You have to make a birchas hanenen, so you make a bar pi adama on the yerek. Comes the Rashbam and says, what's the key line? What's the key point of the Gemara here? The kevan sheyesh lo shari yirokos hochi shapir tvei sheyivar bar pi adama tchila. Da'ainu barocha haro'i alohem. The yifter as samar mibirchas pri ha'adama ve'achagach yivarech ala chazer as alachil asbar. What's the Rashbam saying? What's the chiddush of the pshita of the Gemara? The chiddush is, if you have shar yirokas, don't do tibul rishon on chazeres. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Hochi odiv tvei. Kevin sheyesh lo shar yirokas, hochi shapir tvei, sheyivar bar pi adama tchila, da'ainu bracha haro'i alohem, the yifter as samar. Make the bar pi adama on a different yerek, not on the chas. That's what the Gemara is telling. That's the whole chiddush of the Gemara. Now, why should you do that? What's the reason for that? Why is it better to make a bar pi adama on a different yerek and not on chas? So you would say, well, this is a machlokas, Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, what to do if you only have chas? So let's avoid the machlokas. Yeah, but according to each one of them, we know what the psak is. Rav Huna says his, Rav Chisda says his. So why, Taka, is it better to take a different yerek? If you have chasa, so we know what to do. Rav Huna would say, just do the same thing. Make a bar pi adama and a little bit of chasa, and a bracha lechilas mara and another piece of chasa. Rav Chisda would say, make both brachas on the tibul rishon. Why is it? Why does the Gemara say that if you have shar yirokas avada, do karpas on the other yerek? Why do karpas on the other yerek? Why should we do karpas on the mar? What's the big deal? So maybe to gain a havana, to gain an answer to this question, we have to go a little bit further. Gemara says there's a machlokas amaroi, Rav Huna, Rav Chisda. Let's say you only have chasa. What do you do? So what is that machlokas? Maybe if we understand that machlokas better, we'll appreciate what the Gemara is saying, that if you have another Yerek, it's better to do Tibul Rishon on the other Yerek and don't do it on the Chas. Don't do it on the Chas. So what's the machlokas? Rav Huna says that when you have Chasa, nothing changes. The Brachas are the same. Tibul Rishon gets a Bar Pi Adama, Tibul Sheni gets an Alach Hilas Mar. Rav Chisda changes everything. Rav Chisda says that if you have only Chasa, then make both Brachos on the Tibul Rishon. What's the machlokas? So at first glance, Rav Huna is saying the following. If you only have chasa, so when are you yotzi mar? If you only have chasa, you're eating the chasa for both. Tibul Rishon and Tibul Sheni. Zok Rav Huna, make a bar pi adam on the Tibul Rishon, and make a bracha lechilas mar on the Tibul Sheni. When are you being yotzi mar according to Rav Huna? When? Anyone? Yes, Akiva. Tibul Sheni, of course. You make a bracha lechilas mar. You're making a birchas hamitzvah with Tibul Sheni. Of course, you're being yotzi with Tibul Sheni. Why does Rav Huna say you should make a bracha lechilas mar with Tibul Sheni? Why? We just said Rav Huna holds that you're going to be yotzi the mitzvah of mar with Tibul Sheni. That's why the birchas hamitzvah said the Tibul Sheni. Why does he want to make the bracha lechilas mar then to yotzi mar with Tibul Sheni? Why? Because the matzah, what do you think better? More? Together, it's the same thing. Rav Huna holds that the proper zman zomar is more achar matzah. More achar matzah. So he says, of course, make a bracha lechilas mar b'tibul sheni, because we want to be yotze the mitzvah mar b'tibul sheni. We want to be yotze the mitzvah mar b'tibul sheni. What does Rav Chisda respond? Chisda says, make both brachas before. Why make both brachas with Tibul Rishon? He says, when you've already filled your belly with the chasa, you're going to make a bracha? What's this time? It doesn't make any sense. After you've already had an achila rishon and chasa, what, you're going to make a bracha l'achila smara later? You're going to be yotze the mitzvah later? But Chisda Lechora is saying that it makes more sense to be yotze the mitzvah b'shas achila rishon. makes more sense to be out to the mitzvah in your first achilah. It's a zilzul to the mitzvah. What you're going to have, imagine, you've been waiting for the matzah, waiting for the maror. So we talked at great length that you're not supposed to eat the matzah Erev Pesach. Some don't eat matzah before Erev Pesach. So what's with the maror? Does that make sense? You're gonna eat maror at the beginning of the Suda, but that's not the mitzvah. That's a zilzul of the mitzvah, says Rav Chisda. Zok Rav Chisda, if you only have chasah, then make both brachas in the beginning. Why? Why? What's the real yisod of Ishita? That since it's a zilzul for the mitzvah to make the birchas mitzvah after you've already had the achilah rishona. So it's more appropriate to do what? To be yotzei the mitzvah b'shas achilah rishona. That's what he's saying. Rav Huna says you're only going to be yotzei b'shas tibul sheni. That's why the bracha l'achilas mar is b'shas tibul sheni. Rav Chisda says no, that's a zilzul for the mitzvah. If you only have chasa, Rav Chisda says, then make both brachas on the tibul rishon, and that's when you're going to be yotzei mara too. I said, what's the tibul sheni for? We had a good mara. What's tibul sheni for? Tibul sheni is a hekel l'tinokos. It's another hekel. That's what the Gemara says. A hekel l'tinokos. We normally have the hekel and kapas, but okay, in this circumstance, we yotze the mar before the hekel. I mean, the emes is the mar. The tibul rishon is also a hekel, right? The tibul rishon is also a hekel. It's an even bigger hekel because who has vegetables way before the suda? We said that even the tibul sheni is a hekel too. But you washed already, you had the matzah. Yeah, but you're going to have a special vegetable before you serve the meal. That's also a hekel. It's the same thing over here. Rav Chisda will say that if you have chasa, you'll be out in the mitzvah of mara of a tibul rishon, and then you'll have a tibul sheni for hekel. Comes out, what's the machlokas amorayim according to this approach? And this approach is really the Rashbam. I'll show you that the Rashbam learns of Chisda, understands that you're being yotzei the mitzvah of mara b'tibul rishon if you only have chasa. Rashbam says in the next piece, "Ulebesof ochel below bracha, mishum debeinan trei tibulim." Rashbam says Rav Chisda holds that after you made the two brachas on tibul rishon, what do you do for the tibul sheni? "Ulebesof ochel below bracha." What are you eating it for? Says the Rashbam. Rav Chisda holds mishum debeinan trei tibulim. What's the phrase mishum debeinan trei tibulim? What does that mean? Beinan trei tibulim means heker. That's what the Gemara in Kuf Yud Aleph said. If you're yotze the mitzvah of Mara with the second tibul, he never would have said mishum debina trei tibul. He would have said you're eating the second tibul as Mara. That sounds a little strange because if you're making the bracha l'achilas Mara, why are you eating the second tibul for the mitzvah of Mara? But we'll see. Some Rishonim actually say that you make the bracha b'tibul rishon, but the real mitzvah is b'tibul sheni. That's not what the Rashbam says. The Rashbam says Rav Chisda holds. What's the purpose of the second tibul? Mishum debina trei tibuli. Debina trei tibuli means trei tibuli for heker l'tinokos. That's the whole idea. Rashbam clearly understood. Rav Chisda felt that you're making two brachas on the tibul rishon because you're being yotzei mara with that first achila of chasa. That's Rav Chisda's whole chiddush. Rav Huna says even if I only have chasa and I'm going to have chasa, I'll have to have the roman lettuce both for the tibul rishon and tibul sheni. It's no problem. I can be yotzei mara b'tibul sheni. I make a bracha l'chilas mara b'tibul sheni. Rav Chisda says, I can't do that. Acha shemile kreisa menu chozim avarei chalei. What's he saying in that phrase? La'acha shemile kreisa, la'acha shem okal mimena. He's going to be yotzei the mitzvah later? His kash is on the yitzias ha-mitzvah. How can you be yotzei the mitzvah after the achilah rishona? That's a bizayon for the mitzvah. He got to be yotzei the mitzvah in the first achilah. Zokt Rav Chisda, that's what you should do. Make both brachas, make the Barpi Adam and the Alachilas Mara, the Tibul Rishon. And you'll be yotzei the mitzvah of Mara right then, not like Rav Huna. And what's with the Tibul Sheni? Make the Tibul Sheni for Hekel Tinokos. Comes out, what's the machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Chisda with the Rashbam? The machlokas seems to be when you only have chasa, when should you be mekayim the mitzvah of mara? Rav Huna says be mekayim the mitzvah of mara b'tibul sheni. Rav Chisda says you can't do that. That's a zilzul for the mitzvah. He holds be mekayim the mitzvah of mara b'tibul rishon. we have Rav Chisda Svara, Achasher Mila Kreisay Menachosim Varechalei. What's Rav Huna Svara? What does Rav Huna say? Be Makayim the Mitzvah Mora V'tibu Sheni. But you already had an Achila. Shouldn't you be Makayim the Mitzvah from the very beginning V'tibu Rishon? What's the answer of this? What's the answer? Shalom. I'm sorry? Exactly. Rav Huna holds that the Iker is Mora Bizmana. Rav Huna holds it's more important to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Mora Bizmana La'achar HaMatzah than to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of B'Shas Achila Rishon. That's the Machlokas. Rav Huna says that if you have a conflict between the two, if you have a conflict between being Yotzei the Mitzvah of B'Shas Achila Rishon and being Yotzei Mora Bizmana, Mora Bizmana wins. That's a pasuk of Matzah Zemrorim. The Matzah is supposed to come before the Mora. Like the Rashbam said on the Mishnah. Rav Huna says that if you have a conflict, then of course, Mora has to be Bizmana, so you have to make a bracha, Lachil is Mora, but Tibul Shaini. I lach Hashemi lekreiso haimenu. You had an achil of chasa without being yotzei the mitzvah? Okay, it's a bidiyeved. Rav Huna holds this as a bidiyeved. If you have other vegetables, avada. You should make the bracha of bar pi adam on the other vegetables and be yotzei the mitzvah Mora later. Don't have the achilah rishon of chasa. That's how the Rashbam learned that this is the this Rav Huna of Chisda is a machlokas and a bidiyeved. If you only have chasa, lechatchila tfei odif. If you have another yerek, use the other yerek for the table rishon. But bidiyeved, if you only have the chasa, Rav Huna says there's nothing to do. You have to make the achilah smara on the table sheni because you need mara bismano. Period. Rav Chisda says no. Mara bismano is a very important value. That's why if the Shai Rabbis are available of Adar, you should do the Tibul Rishon with the other Yerek. But if it's not available, if all you have is Chasa, Rav Chisda says, I can't do anything about it. You have to be Yotzei the Mitzvah with the first Achil. Because if not, it will be a Zilzel for the Mitzvah. Ach HaShemi LeKreisa Men HaChosu Mevarech Alei. That's the Machlokas. So if that's the Machlokas, then we understand what the Rashbam was saying. Why is it that it's Din L'Chatchil, if Shai Yerubas are available, then you should do Karpas on the other Yerek and not on the Chasa? Why? Why? Because you should be Yotzei Mora Bizmana L'Chatchil. Everyone agrees to that. Rav Chisda also agrees to that. He just says that if I have another value that I'm competing with, if I have this other problem that my Achila Rishon of Chasa is not going to be for the king of my mitzvah, then I'm caught in a bind. I can't have Mora Bizmano. Mora Bizmano is a milo. It's a nice idea, Rav Chisda says. But it can't win out against the other cheshbin that you're going to have an achila rishon without the mitzvah. But l'chatchila Rav Chisda Avada would admit that if I have another yer, I can certainly avoid the problem. Do karpas, do the tibul rishon on the other yerek, and then you'll be yotzei the mitzvah of Mora Bizmano. And everything will be gevaldik. That's the Rashbam. If the Shai Yerubas are taka available, then of course do the karpas on the other year. Then you'll be yotzei the mitzvah mar bismano according to everyone. Rav Chisda just says that if I don't have the Shai Yerubas, I only have chasa, there's nothing I can do. I can't be yotzei the mitzvah mar later. I have to be yotzei the mitzvah mar with the first achila. So he says, make both brachas on the first achila, and then for the tibul sheni, you'll have a heker, but you won't be yotzei the mitzvah. Okay, this seems to be the way that the Rashbam is learning the sugya. This approach is echoed by the Ramban and the Melchamas Hashem as well. He writes it even more befeirish. Let's take a look at the Ramban. If you have a Gemara, maybe look along with me. It's a beautiful Melchamas. There's so much Melchamas in the Perek. The Rav was very fond of reading the Melchamas. He read the Melchamas because so much back and forth in Ramban and Melchamas. It's really a beautiful. Ramban doesn't need my haskama, but so the Melchamas is found on that Chav Dalet on the base and Dapi Arif, going on to Chav Hei Amalav. The last few words Ramban says, "Kevin the Kabbalah and Rav Chisda, passing like Rav Chisda." The Gemara said, "Hilchos like Rav Chisda." The Mevarich Bereisha Amora Bar Pi Adam. The lechel mara, he
has a different girsa. He says, not al achilas mar, but lechel mar. We're not going to talk about that now. But he says, make both brachas on the tibur rishon. Ve'ochel. Ulu besof ochel ulu brachel. Zog the Ramban, vada mi tibur rishon hu denofak le yedei chova. Shari ochel ulu shem chova b'niskaven ve'olav birin. Ramban writes, beferish. It's not just the deal from the Moshe like we had from the Rashbam, that the sof is ochel mishum trei tibuli. So we said, oh, trei tibuli sounds like it's only heker. So the mitzvah must have come with the first tibul. Rabban says, beferish, Rav Chista holds the mitzvah, yoyotze, with the first tibul. So beferish. Mitzvah, you're going to be yotze with the first tibul. Shari ochel l'shem chova b'miskaven. You're mechaven to be yotze the mitzvah with the first tibul. You know you're being Yotze in the mitzvah of the first table. How do I know that you're being Yotze? That you know that you're being Yotze with the first table? Because you did what? What'd you do with the first table? With the chisk? What'd you do? Another hand. What did you do that implies clearly that you have actual kavan? What do you have? Bracha! You made a bracha al achilas mar. Right? That's what you want to say to you, right? He made a bracha al achilas mar. Of course he is mechaven. Dr. Ramban, if you're mechaven to be yotze the mitzvah then, so of course that's the mitzvah. But why should you be mechaven? Why should you make that bracha then? You're not going to be yotze the mitzvah with the first achila. Rav Chista holds, you've got to be yotze the mitzvah with the first achila. Rav Huna argues, Rav Huna says that mar b'smano is more important. And this is the way the Rif learns too. The Mishnah Berurah in the Sha'arei Tzion and Tafayin Hay collects all the Rishon. He knew all the Rishon. So he collects them all. But he doesn't show you all the Diyukim. You have to read the Rishon carefully to see where he got it from. What does the Rif say? He quotes the whole Gemara. Rav Huna, Rav Chista, the back and forth. And then the Rif says, V'hilchasa, right there on Chaf Hay Amud Aleph in his Dapin. The first white line. V'hilchasa k'Rav Chista. V'amay metabli trei zimni. Right, the Rif is echoing the Rashbam. What's the purpose of the second table? He just says more. You know, even if you didn't read the Gemara Kufi Dalet of the base, and you didn't get that reference of the Rashbam, the Rif says it beferish. See, the Rif was sensitive to the new Talmidim of the Shiva. So he fleshes it out. Someone came to the Rif's yeshiva in the middle, so he had to explain. Says you need trade tibuli or fist the holes. Kadesh Yiru Hatinobos, the Yishalom. Heker. It's not for the mitzvah. Rav Chista holds he holds you with the first table. That's the table that you make a bracha. Of course, you're being held, you're going to be held with the first table. The Ramban adds, according to Rav Chista, there's a little bit of a difficulty. Rav Chista is concerned about Lachashe, Bila Kresa, Emen Achoz, and Mavarchale. Okay, it's a nice svara, but there's a brisa that's against Rav Chista. What's the brisa? We saw this brisa together, the brisa on Kufi Dalet and the base. Well, you can read it in the Ramban. You don't have to look at the Gemara per se, even if you haven't seen the Gemara. It reads clearly in the Ramban. Hilkoch says the Ramban, Choda Tanya, Ava Mishatolo b'chazeres, mitzvah lahavi lefon of matzah b'chazeres, b'dievet him. What's Ramban picking up on? Ramban's asking a kasha. He doesn't say v'im tomar v'kosha. He doesn't, you know, dress it up. The Ramban is trouble with a kasha because the Braisa says, again, the lashon of the Mishnah was hevi lefanav matzah v'chazeres, and then hevi lefanav matzah v'chazeres v'charoses v'shnei tavshilin. So the lashon of the Braisa is afal pisha tavo v'chazeres mitzvah lahavi lefanav matzah v'chazeres. What's the problem? One word. What's the problem? Which word? Mitzvah. Exactly. Mitzvah is the problem. Mitzvah lahavi chazeres? Rav Chista holds that if all you have is chasa, the mitzvah is the first table. What's the price of talking about? It's Eisen Akasha. Ramban knew the prices, Balpeh, knew the Gemaras. You can't just throw a svara in without knowing the Makoros. Ramban knew the Makoros. He says, Rav Chista sounds like he's saying a yotze the mitzvah with the first table if all you have is chasa. But what's he going to do with the price? Rav Chista is Dachan Amoru, the price is Tanoim. What's he saying? Dr. Ramban, one word. This is a key word. What's the answer? One word. Anyone? What's the word? But the Evan, Kiva, number three. Oh! The slugger got slugged. But the Evan, right? It's only but the Evan, the Hatchila. Right? It's not a mitzvah. That's not mitzvah. That you're being Yotze the mitzvah. B'di'evet. Up the Ramban, V'ochikomer, Avo bishlo tovo tibul rishon mishar yirokos, elo tovo b'chazeres, shalo b'miskaven, shalo yadaito, elo kemetabo b'shar yirokos v'lbir echale, elo b'rke adama. The mitzvah lahovi l'fona matz v'chazeres v'charoses. Ramban says, Rav Chisda would say that brisa, that's when you did the wrong thing. But he creates a new kimta in the brisa. The Ramban is so troubled with his kasha, he creates a new kimta in the brisa. That brisa is talking about when you did the wrong thing. You have only chas. Rav Chisda says you really should have made both brachas on the tibul rishon, but you didn't. You didn't. You made a bar piyadam on the tibul rishon. And you didn't make Alachilas Mara. Why? You weren't thinking to be Yotze the mitzvah of Mara then. That's never when you were Yotze the mitzvah before. You learned when the Mara comes. You know it's after Matzah. Happens to me this year, they didn't bring you potatoes for the carpet. So you made a mistake. You made a Bar Pirdam on the Chasa. You didn't make Alachilas Mara. Because you didn't have Kavanah to be Yotze the mitzvah then. So says the Braiser, Rav Chisda admits, right? Rav Chisda admits that the price is right, that if you didn't have kavana, you weren't mechavin to be yotze the mitzvah of maror, the tibul rishon, so then mitzvah lahavi lefon of matzah b'chazeres, b'charoses, then there's a taka mitzvah, tibul sheni. But that's not l'chatchila what you're supposed to do if you only have chasa. The chizdot, if you only have chasa, then you taka mekayim the mitzvah, the tibul rishon, you're supposed to make alachilas maror, the tibul rishon. That's how he interprets this brisa, the chiddush and brisa. Not the Poshup Shah. Poshup Shah of the Braisa is that if you only have Chasa, what are you kind the mitzvah of Mara? What does that Braisa say? Sounds like you're really the kind of mitzvah of Mara, but people shame you. Not like the Rashbam, not like the Ramban. Because the Ramban has to do something with that Braisa. He doesn't like the Ramban and the Rashbam were influenced by the Lashon of Chisda uses. Agashamile Kreiser, Menu Chosu, Mavarech Aleh, sounds like the. He's so troubled with this bracha. Why are you saying the bracha later? Sounds like, why are you making the mitzvah later? You should be making the mitzvah before. They interpreted Rav Chisda holds you making the mitzvah b'tibul rishon. So they're bothered with the brisa. They're bothered with the brisa. So the answer to the brisa is only talking to the other. But l'chatchila levad, if you only have chasa, Rav Chisda would say, make both brachas on the tibul rishon and be making the mitzvah more b'tibul rishon. One final point within the Rashbam and the Ramban. We mentioned at the beginning of the Gemara, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Gemara quotes Reish Lakish Ishi. Reish Lakish makes a statement. Reish Lakish says that I'll prove to you from the Mishnah that mitzvah sichas kavanah. Mitzvahs require kavanah. You can't be yotzei a mitzvah without kavanah lotzis. It's Reish Lakish's statement. He said, I'll prove it from the Mishnah. Why? He says, because the Mishnah is talking about a situation where you only have chasa, where you only have chazeres. You're eating the chazeres for karkas, and yet you're going to bring the chazeres for marah. You're going to bring chazeres for the two tibulim. Both for karpas, for tibul rishon and for tibul sheni. So after Reish Lakish, if you hold mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, lama lo shrei tibulim. What do you need two tibulim for? When were you yotze the mara with tibul rishon? Because you did eat chasa. That's all you have. You ate the chasa. Chasa is kosher for mara. So after Reish Lakish, if you hold mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, why do you need the second tibul? Of course you were yotze with the first tibul. Of course you were yotze with the first tibul. Who is Reish Lakish going like in Asuya? We didn't really talk about this because it's a further complication we're going to get to it. What is Reish Lakish assuming? When are you making the bracha l'achilas maror? Is he like Rav Huna or is he like Rav Chista? So l'chora, according to the Rashbam and the Ramban, Reish Lakish has to be like Rav Huna. Must be like Rav Huna. He must be assuming that when you only have chas, you're going to make the bracha l'achilas maror by tibul sheni. And that's his raya. His raya is that if you ate chas of the tibul rishon, the shem karbas. You had no kavana l'shem or the haraya, you didn't make the brachas mitzvah. So if you hold mitzvah say tzirchas kavana, how can you make a bracha l'chilas mara later? You were already yotze b'tibul rishon. That's his raya. But with fear of chista, there is no raya at all. Rav Chista holds, according to the Rashbam and the Ramban, that if you only have chasa, when are you yotze the mitzvah of mara? Yotze b'tibul rishon. When do you make the bracha l'chilas mara? B'tibul rishon. What's the raya? Shlokesh is saying, Lama lav trei tibuli, you were yotzi already with the first tibul. Of course you're yotzi with the first tibul. Rav Chista holds, if you only have chasa, you're going to make a l'achilas maror on the first tibul, and you mamash have kavana to be yotzi with that first tibul. Rav Chista knew from the beginning that the second tibul is a hekel atinokos. So the whole Gemara, Reish Lakish's whole shock of attire doesn't make sense according to Rav Chista. Only makes sense according to Rav Huna. That's just a Tosefus Nofer, that's just a little extra, an extra prat, between the Rashbam and the Ramban. If you learn like the Rashbam and the Ramban, Reish Lakish can only be Ali Bid Rav Huna. Rav Chista knew from the beginning that if you have only chasa, you're going to be yotze the mitzvah mar from the beginning, and you have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. Maybe taka, if you don't have kavana, you can be yotze the mitzvah anyway, right? Maybe Rav Chista would say the mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, but there's no raya from here because here you have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah now, and you're taka to be yotze the tibul rishon. So Reish Lakish's whole point doesn't make sense according to him. So the field, Rashbam and Ramban, Reish Lakish must be going, I'll leave the Rav Huna, not I'll leave the Rav Chista. This is one approach to the sugya, Rashbam and Ramban. Questions? Kiva. Sorry? He's not taking the skin about the matter. Mitzvah says you have kavanah, means if I have stam kavanah, meaning I don't have kavanah latzeis or kavanah shalom latzeis, I do an action. Mitzvah says you have kavanah means that I can still be yotze even if I don't have kavanah to actually be yotze. Like the case in Rosh Hashanah that we discussed last night. Let's say a person is tokel l'shir. From Rosh Hashanah, he's blowing a shofar because he likes the sound. Well, he's mislamed, he's practicing. No, he has to blow shofar in a big shul. He gets up early in Rosh Hashanah morning and he's blowing shofar to prepare. He has to have kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah. And then, for some reason, he's not able to blow shofar later. No, if you hold mitzvah sent to his kavanah, he was yotze. As long as he blew, the tekiah is proper, you know? The tekiah before, the tekiah after, not kolos, so then everything would be fine. But that's why he was blowing, he was doing a maisa mitzvah without kavanah latzis. Rav Chista said that if you only have chasa, you're going to make a bracha l'achilas maror on the tibul rishon. Why are you doing that? Because you absolutely have kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah with that tibul rishon. So there's no raya to the question of whether mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah. He's talking about a situation where you have kavanah beferish to be yotze. That's why you're making the bracha. But we talked about Reish Lakish, we were discussing, some of the Talmidim mentioned, like what's this whole discussion whether mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah? When did you make the bracha? Did you make the bracha? If you made the bracha, so then of course you're going to be yotze. So I said, wait. We'll see that there's a discussion, there's a machlokas amarayim. If you only have chasa, when time are you making that bracha? Rav Huna says you're making the bracha later. So if you make the bracha later, then you don't have kavanah to be yotze the tibul rishon. If you don't have kavanah to be yotze the tibul rishon, then we can start talking. You didn't have kavanah to be tibul rishon, so the question is, were you yotze anyway? So Reish Lakish, the fact that we bring more for tibul sheni, even though you had the same mor, you had the same chasa for tibul rishon, and you don't say more of a tibul sheni, that shows you mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah. Because the mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, you don't say already. That's his raya. And the Gemara is don't help. The Gemara says, no, maybe taka you would not be yotzei. And lamal of trei tibuli, you need for hekel tinokos. That's the answer to the Gemara. But Reish Lakish's whole raya is that he's assuming that the tibul rishon you did not have kavana lotzes. You just ate the chos of without kavana lotzes. The question is, were you yotze anyway? Because mitzvah says you must have. Rav Chisda would never even come on to that because he holds a father of kavana lotzes in the first tibul. So you can't bring me a raya that mitzvah says you must kavana. I don't know what the halacha would be by if I had a stam kavana, but here I have not a kavana, so of course I'm going to be yotze the tibul rishon. This is all of Fidei Rashbam right now. Tosfos has a different approach. Let's see Tosfos together. Amar Rav Huna. Mevarech Huna. Rav Huna Savak Reish Lakish Dabai Kavana. Tosfos begins that Rav Huna holds like Reish Lakish, that mitzvah sichas kavana. How does he know that? What does Tosfos mean? Rav Huna goes like Reish Lakish. What does he mean? So the Marsha explains this line of Tosfos. How does he know Rav Huna goes like Reish Lakish? Well, that just means Rav Huna holds the mitzvah sichas kavana. Reish Lakish is the one who proves for the Mishnah mitzvah sichas kavana. So Tosfos is saying Rav Huna obviously holds mitzvah sichas kavana. Because if Rav Huna were to hold mitzvah sichas kavana, so then why does Rav Huna say in the case where you only have chasa, you make the bracha l'achilas mara b'tibul sheni? What are you making the bracha b'tibul sheni? You were already yotze the tibul rishon. It's mamash exactly what we just said. Rav Huna says that if you only have chasa, you make the bracha l'chilas mar b'tibul sheni, and that's when you're going to be yotze the mitzvah. Zog Tosfos, he's obviously assuming mitzvah sichas kavana. Because if he held mitzvah sichas kavana, why make a bracha l'chilas mar b'tibul sheni? You were yotze already b'tibul rishon. That's point number one of Tosfos. Tosfos is going to say everyone holds like Reish Lakish. Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, they all hold like Reish Lakish. But he starts Rav Huna holds like Reish Lakish. So that, Masha explains, that what Tosfos means is that Rav Huna, who says that you're going to be yotze in the midst of Mar, B'tibul Sheni, obviously he's assuming B'tibul Rishon, even though you didn't have Kavana, or because you didn't have Kavana, you're not going to be yotze B'tibul Rishon. But Tosfos adds a point. Tosfos says, Afilu is Leshar Yerokas, Ovid B'mar Shnei Tibul. Even if you have shari rakos, even if you have other vegetables, it's still okay to do your tuti buli with chas. Now that's very different than what we saw in the Rashbam. This is the first difference between the Rashbam and Tosfos. The Rashbam says that pshita, Sata Rashbam, the Rashbam said that's what the Gemara says, right? Pshita, echadeika shari rakos, mevarcha shari rakos, bar pi adam. Rashbam understood the Gemara saying, if you have Shari Yerokas Avada, you use the Shari Yerokas for Tibul Rishon. Ahogas Rav Huna, Rav Chisda is where you don't have Shari Yerokas, you only have Chasa. Comes Tosfos and says, no, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda are arguing. Even if the Shari Yerokas are not available, you can still use Chasa for both. That's a big chiddush. Rashbam says, no, if you have other vegetables, Avada, make the Barpi Adama on the other Yerek, and then make the alachilas mara later on the chasa. Comes Tosfos and says, no, even if the shai yirakas attack available, it's still a machlokas, right? You can use chasa according to everyone, according to Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, you can still use chasa. Even if you have another yerek, you can use chasa for the tibul rishon. So before we understand why that's true, let's first understand, according to Tosfos, what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara said, Pshita echadeika shay yirakas mevarcha shay yirakas bar pi adama ve'achil v'hada mevarcha l'chilas mara ve'achil. What's the nekuda the Gemara is bringing out? What's the pshita? What's the chiddush of the Gemara? According to the Rashbam, we said the chiddush of the Gemara is if you have another yerek, don't use chasa for tibul rishon. But Tosfos just told you that that's not necessary. That even if you have another yerek, you can still use chasa for both tibul. So what's the Gemara saying? Tosfos has to whittle down the chiddush of the Gemara significantly. The Gemara is not telling us that if you have other Yerek, don't use chasa for tibul rishon. No, that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that the fact that we split the brachas between Tibul Rishon and Tibul Sheni, if you have another Yerek, it's a dover poshet that we split the brachas. If you have another Yerek, so you make a bracha bar pi adam on the other Yerek, if you so desire. And you'll make a bracha on the Chilas Marah on the Chasim, the Tibul Sheni. But if you use Chasim, not if you only have Chasim, if you use Chasim for both, then there's a machlokas amoraim, whether we split the brachas or we don't split the brachas. That's how you have to interpret the Gemara according to Gnosis. Rashbam says, the Gemara said the B'chidosh. It's saying, if Shari Rokas are available, don't use Chasim for Tibul Rishon. That would be terrible. Because l'chatchila, we want to have more of his mano. We want to have more of his mano. We don't want to have the chasa early. We want to have more of his mano. So if the shayi rabbis are available, then use the yerek for tibur rishon, and then you'll use chasa for tibur sheni. That's how the Rashbam interpreted it. If you only have chasa, so then there's a machlok samaroi, what to do with the brachas. And the Rashbam interpreted what that machlok really is about. Is if you only have chasa, when should you be mekayim the mitzvah of mor? Rav Huna holds be mekayim the mitzvah of mor later. Mor bizmano is so important that even if you only have chasa, be mekayim the mitzvah of mor later. Rav Chisda says nay, no. If you only have chasa, even though mor bizmano is a very important principle, but b'diyebed, if you only have chasa, Rav Chisda says be mekayim the mitzvah of mor b'tibul rishon. That's the machlokas amoraim. When to be mekayim the mitzvah of mor if you only have chasa? But Tosis doesn't learn like that. Tosis says, even if you have another Yerek, you can still use Chasa for two Tibulim. So what's the Gemara saying? Gemara is just saying that there's a machlokas amoraim when to make the bracha l'achilas mara if you're using Chasa both for Tibul Rishon and Tibul Sheni. But if you're not using Chasa for Tibul Rishon and Tibul Sheni, you're only using Chasa for the Tibul Sheni, so Navada, you make the bar piyadama on the other Yerek for Karpas, and you make the Alachilas Mara on the Chasim. That's all the Gemara is saying. It's such a strange statement because it's so obvious. It's almost like it's the lead into the next statement. Gemara is saying, look, if you have another Yerek, so Avada, you can make two brachas over here. One on the Tibul Rishon, one on the Tibul Sheni. But what do you do if you want to use both Chasim for Tibul Rishon and Tibul Sheni? Not what do you do if you only have Chasim. Even if you have another Yerek, you can still use Chasa for both, says Tosfos. But what do you do with the brachas if you decide to use Chasa for both? That's the Machlokas Amoraim, whether you keep it the same way, you make a Bar Pi Adama for Karpas, and you make an Alachilas Mara for the Mitzvah Mara. Well, no, if you decide to use Chasa for both, not if you only have Chasa. If you choose to use Chasa for both, make both brachas on the Tibul Rishon. That's clearly how Tosis is learning. Ephraim. It still is going to be a machlokas if you use chasa for both. Right? It's a machlokas where to put the brachas. Why the chachil would you what? He wouldn't use the chas l'chalim. That's his whole point. Lafuki nafshi meplukta, he would use the shayi yirakas for karpas. He's not taking a stand on whether the machlokas Rav Huna Rav Chisda is only in a b'di'evet situation or even in a l'chatchila situation. That's the machlokas the Rashbam and Tosfos. But he wanted to avoid the whole machlokas. Right? He didn't want to get involved. Rav Huna and Rav Chisda may have their machlokas even in a lechatchila situation, but it's still a machlokas. So he wanted to avoid that machlokas. So he took another yerek for Tibul Rishon. No, each amora, Rav Huna will say lechatchila, even if you have another yerek, you can use kasa. I'll tell you how to do it. I'll tell you what brachos to make. Rav Chisda says, I'll tell you what brachos to make. But it's still a lechatchila for each one of them. But now we're looking at the big picture. We see there's a machlokas amoraim. So comes the Gemara and says, there's another amora. Said, look, if there's already a machlokas, let me take another yerek for Tibul Rishon, and then I won't enter into this machlokas amoraim as to what to do if I decide to take chasa for both. Okay? Okay, so this is the beginning of Tosfos. The first point of Tosfos is that he has a machlokas with the Rashbam, whether the machlokas or Huna of Chista, is that talking only b'diavad, if you only have chasa, or even lechatchila, if you choose to use chasa, both for tiburish and tiburishim. But what's the machlokas? Where did Tosfos get this from? Like, why? Sounds so strange, right? Why get involved in this machlokas? If we say Rav Huna and Rav Chista are arguing when you use chasa for both, they're arguing when you mekayim the mitzvah of mara. When you mekayim the mitzvah of mara. Rav Chista says that you mekayim the mitzvah of mara b'tibul rishon. That's why you make an alachilas mara b'tibul rishon. That's a lechatchila. How can Tosfos learn this way? That if you choose to use chasa for both, then there's a machlokas abroad what to do? How can you choose to do that? Rav Chista Lechora would certainly say that if you have another Yerek, use the other Yerek. Why get involved in this problem? You're not going to have Mara Bizmano, according to him. Okay, if you have a conflict between Mara Bizmano or being Yotze the Mitzvah with the first Achila, Rav Chista says, be Yotze the Mitzvah with the first Achila. But why put yourself into that situation? If you have another Yerek, use the other Yerek for Tibul Rishon. What's Tosfos saying? Rav Chista admits that even if I have another Yerek, I can still use the Chasa. And he'll tell me how to make the brachas, but you're going to be yotze the mitzvah for Tibul Rishon, and then you're not going to be yotze Mara Bizmano. What's going on over here? So Tosfos explains. Let's look at the next Tosfos. Maskev for Rav Chista, la'acha shemile kreiso chule. Rav Chista nami, nire, the Zavar Kareish Lakish, the boy Kavan. He starts with the same pisma. He says, Rav Chista holds like Kareish Lakish as well, the mitzvah sigas kavan. Rav Huna held like Kareish Lakish, the mitzvah sigas kavan, and Rav Chista also held the mitzvah sigas kavan. Afal pikein sovar, that inachom levar, the hibul sheni, came in shekvar mile kreisim. And nevertheless, he says, you shouldn't make the bracha b'tibul sheni, because you were already mile kreisim. The isovar in tzvichas kavona, havel elemer behedin, the nothing b'tibul rishon. Says Tosfos, Rav Chista Avada holds that mitzvah sichas kavana. Because if he holds mitzvah sichas kavana, why does he need the reason of acha shemile kreisa menachosin uvarich alei to explain why you make a bracha alachilas mar b'tibul rishon? It's partial why you need to say alachilas mar b'tibul rishon. Because if mitzvah sichas kavana, you're going to be yotzi b'tibul rishon. So if you make a bracha alachilas mar b'tibul sheni, it's not a bracha levatol. So it's an easier reason. Why doesn't he say that? Obviously, he holds mitzvah sichas kavan. If you want to be yotze the mitzvah with the tibul sheni, you will not be yotze the tibul rishon. So it's not a bracha levatol to make the bracha alachilas mar b'tibul sheni. Zokta v'chista, it's not a bracha levatol, but it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate to make the bracha b'tibul sheni if you were already mile kreiso b'tibul rishon. So from the fact that he doesn't give a different reason why you have to make the achilas mar b'tibul rishon, that shows Rav Chista also admits that it's a sirus kavan. This is Tosfos' point of departure. But then Tosfos gets to the ikar. Rav Chista's shita. What does Rav Chista really hold? So Tosfos, the Lord Tzorech l'Rav Chista l'aduri ashar yarkin. He echoes the same point. Not only Rav Huna, Rav Chista holds, you don't need the Shar Yerokas. Even if you have Shar Yerokas, you can still do both Tibulim on Chos. Mavarech l'Rav Chista b'tibul rishon al achilas mar, afal gav di ikr mitzvah smar lo nofik ele b'tibul sheni achar matzah. Afal gav de iker mitzvah smar lo nafik el betibul sheni achar matzah mo ella sabrocha shabira betibul rishon betibul sheni me acha shaacha memena ma'at betibul rishon. Wow. Tosfos says Rav Chista holds that if you make the bracha l'achila smar for the tibul rishon, you don't want to be mezalzel in the mitzvah. So you want to make the bracha by the first maisim achila. As long as you make the bracha by the first ma'aseh achila, you solve the whole problem. But when are you yotze the mitzvah? When are you yotze the mitzvah? Rav Chista holds, you're yotze the mitzvah of mara b'tibul sheni. Not like the Rashba. This is the crux of Shitas Tosfos. Rav Chisda holds that you have to make the bracha l'achilas mara b'shas achil rishon. If not, it's going to be a besides the mitzvah. But Rav Chisda claims that you can be yotze the mitzvah of mara b'tibul sheni, even though you make the bracha b'tibul rishon. You're doing a maisa achila, making a bracha on this maisa achila, but the kiyum mitzvah is later. That's Rav Chisda's whole shita. So Tosfos brings you a raya. We'll get to the raya mitzvah Shem tomorrow. He brings a raya from Tkiya Shofar that you can make a bracha on the original maisa mitzvah, but the real kiyum is later. We know that on Rosh Hashanah we blow tkiyos to Meyusha, tkiyos to Me'umad, tkiyos before the Musaf, tkiyos after the Musaf. The Tosfos is of the opinion that the real mitzvah d'oraisa that you're being yotzei on Rosh Hashanah is the tkiyos during Musaf. That's the ikar. The tkiyos the Me'umad, not the tkiyos the Meyusha. But we're making a bracha on the tkiyos the Meyusha. So he says, no, that's exactly the point. That you make the Birchas HaMitzvah on the first Maisa that you do. The Tkiyos the Miyushim are a Maisa Mitzvah, but that's just the Tosefes. That's not the Iker. The Iker is the Tkiyos on the Brachas, the Tkiyos on the Musaf. But it's not a problem, he says, because you make a Bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah. The first Maisa Mitzvah that you have. Even though that's not the Iker Kiyom, it's fine. You make the Bracha on the Maisa now, but the Iker Kiyom is going to be later. So says Tosefes, Rav Chisda says the same thing over here. That the Kiyum Mitzvah Smarar is on the Achila you're going to do later. But there's this idea that you can't make a Birchas HaMitzvah after the first Maisa. That's a bizarre for the Mitzvah. What, I'm going to blow Shofar, I'm not going to make a Bracha, and I'll make a Bracha later. I'm going to eat Chasa now, I'm going to eat more. I'm not going to make a Bracha now, I'll make a Bracha later. How can I do that? Rav Chisda says, make the Achila Smarar now. On the Maisa Mitzvah that you're doing now, but the Iker Kiyum HaMitzvah is going to be later. We ask, how can Rav Chisda say, Lefi Tosfos, that Lechatchila, if you have Shar Yirokos, you can still use Chasa both for the Tibul Rishon and Tibul Sheni, how can he give up Mara B'Zmano? Lechatchila is going to give up Mara B'Zmano? Rav Chisda says that if you're going to use Chasa both for Tibul Rishon and Tibul Sheni, you make a bracha l'achilas mara b'Tibul Rishon. You're yotzei the mitzvah mara b'Tibul Rishon. So you're giving up mara b'zmano. I understand, but the Yevon you can do that. Like the Rashbam and the Rambam. What's Tosfos saying? Rav Chisda holds l'chatchila, I have another Yerek, and yet I can use Chasa for both, but I'm giving up on mara b'zmano. The answer is Rav Chisda holds you're not giving up on mara b'zmano. Mara will be b'zmano. You'll be yoytz in the mitzvah, mara b'tibul sheni. Rav Chisda just bothered about the bracha. He says he can't make the bracha b'tibul sheni after you already had an achila rishon of mara. So Rav Chisda, make the bracha now, b'tibul rishon. If you make the bracha now, b'tibul rishon, then everything is fine. You'll be mekayim in the mitzvah, mara b'zmano later. But you made the bracha now. Comes out, according to Tosfos, Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, not arguing when you're mekayim the mitzvah of mara, if you do both tibulim and chasa. No! They both agree that you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of mara b'tibul sheni. They're not arguing when you're mekayim the mitzvah of mara, like the Rashbam and the Ramban understood the machlokes. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about a prat, a small prat. When should you make the bracha l'achilas mara? When should you make the birchas mitzvah? If you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah, when should you make the Birchas HaMitzvah if you're going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah only with the Achila Shnia? Rav Huna says, if you're Mekayim the Mitzvah with the Achila Shnia, make the Bracha then. Aye, but you had an Achila Rishona? So what? Doesn't matter. Rav Chisda says, no, La'ach HaShemi Le'Kreiso Heimenu Chozem Avarech Alay, how can you do that? To be Zayin to the Mitzvah. Zog Rav Chisda, even though you'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah more later, of course you have kavana only to be mekayim the mitzvah mara later. We need mara b'zmano. Rav Chisda says, but make the bracha b'tibul rishon so that it shouldn't be a bizayon to the mitzvah, a bizayon to the bracha. And you can make the bracha now because you are doing a maisa mitzvah. You are eating chasa. It's just you're not being mekayim the mitzvah till later. It is a maisa mitzvah. There's a maisa mitzvah now, and there's a maisa mitzvah later. But the key of my mitzvah, your kavana, is only to be mekayim the mitzvah later because you want mara b'zmano. But you can make the bracha now, Rav Chisda says, to solve the problem of the bizoyon, that you're not going to make the bracha by the first achila. So it comes out that the Rashbam and Tosas have a double machlokes. It starts off as a machlokes, if you read the Gemara, it starts off as a machlokes as to whether the whole discussion of the Amoraim, when to make the Birchas HaMitzvah, when you only have chasa for both Tibulim, is that machlokes only by a b'diyeved? L'chatchila, if you have another Yerek Avada, you shouldn't use chasa for both Tibulim, because we want more of Bismanus. Is that the truth, right? We want, if you have another Yerek, you shouldn't use chasa for both Tibulim? The whole machlokes Rav Huna, Rav Chista is a machlokes in b'diyeved? That's how the Rashbam and the Rambam learned. But Tosa says, no, it's a machlokes l'chatchila. Why? Rav Chista wasn't troubled even l'chatchila. Because Rav Chista admitted that you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah b'tibul sheini. Everyone says that you'll be mekayim the mitzvah b'tibul sheini even if you use chasaf above. The whole machlokes was just where to put the bracha. Where to put the bracha? Should you put the bracha when you're actually mekayim the mitzvah? Or should you put the bracha b'shas achila rishon? Rav Huna says if you mekayim the mitzvah Bismano in the second tibul, so be mavarich then. Rav Chista says, no, you can even kind of mitzvah later, but don't leave the bracha for that, because that'll be a zilzel to the bracha. Make the bracha by the first ma'aseh mitzvah. Make the bracha by the first ma'aseh mitzvah. What's an afkamina whether we say that l'fi Rav Chista you're going to be Yotzei, Morer, with the first table or with the second table? Does it matter? Is there any difference? Yeah. Yes. I mean, that's not enough Gemina, but that could be a reason why Tosas wanted to say Yeshiva. Akiva's saying that there really are two issues that we have to address. One is, why did Tosas learn his creative pshat? The Rashbam and the Rambam are nice. They're very, very nice. I like the nice pshat. But Tosas, something was bothering Tosas, and that's what motivated them to argue with the Rashbam and the Rambam. So one issue that we have to address is what was motivating Tosas. Akiva suggests it's the brisa, the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban's kasha that he didn't ask as a kasha. Mitzvah lahavi, right? That's an excellent point. Excellent point. We'll talk about that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. I have a svar also that I want to hear. But I'm asking a different question. Once we figure out why Tosfos said what they said, and they didn't learn like the Rashbam, the question is there enough gemina l'maisa? Is there enough gemina l'maisa between the shittas? Whether we assume Rav Chista holds that you're mekayim the mitzvah of Morer with the first tibul, if you only have chasa, or you're still mekayim the mitzvah of Morer with the second tibul, even though you can make the bracha with the first tibul. Ben. You're saying l'fi the Rashbam, if Rav Chista held, see, we don't know what Rav Chista holds about mitzvah shechas gavana, mitzvah shein shechas gavana. L'fi the Rashbam, there's no raya from the Gemara.
Right, but
l'fi Tosfos, he holds mitzvah shechas gavana. So the problem is, l'fi Tosfos, if the dog ate the mara, so then you would not be yotzei, because you had intention to be kind of the mara later.
But according to Rashbam, it would be yotzei because you made the bracha at the beginning, that shows that you had a kavanah to be yotzei at that time.
Ah, I see what you're saying. Right, if you're mekayim the mitzvah, right. If Rav Chista holds the Fidur Rashbam that you mekayim the mitzvah the first time, then it doesn't matter that the dog ate the mara. If the dog eats the mara, you lost half of your heker, right? You lost the heker of Shnei Tibulim. Right. It's a good nafkamina. We'll give some other nafkaminas. That's an interesting case. But even if you don't have a dog in the house, there are nafkamina between the different shabbos. So look at some of the extra makaros, some of the other makaros, and we'll try to complete this discussion. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.